VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A Pakistan-arranged meeting between American and Taliban officials will be held Monday in the United Arab Emirates. The goal is to arrange a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. The special U.S. representative for Afghan reconciliation will lead the U.S. team at the talks in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Gulf state. That confirmation coming to VOA on Sunday from a senior Pakistani official privy to the developments in the case. The official said Pakistan facilitated the dialogue after President Trump wrote to Prime Minister Imran Khan earlier this month, seeking his cooperation in bringing the Taliban to the table for peace negotiations. China has allowed the Canadian ambassador to meet with a second Canadian citizen detained for reasons that are still unclear. A confirmation coming Sunday from the Foreign Ministry in Ottawa. The Foreign Ministry has declined to say why it believes the two Canadians were arrested, but China's state-run Beijing News newspaper says the two are suspected of activities that endanger Chinese national security. Ambassador John McCallum spoke with Canadian business executive Michael Spavor on Sunday, 2 days after he met with Canadian detainee and former diplomat Michael Kovrig. A foreign ministry statement said Sunday the ambassador will continue providing consular services to Spavor and will seek further access to him. An Iraqi Sunni Muslim leader laid the cornerstone Sunday in the first step to rebuild the iconic 11th-century al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul. 3 years of fighting between the Islamic State and Iraqi forces left the structure in ruins. All that remains is the stone gate, the green graffiti-covered dome, and part of the base of the minaret. This is VOA News. Protesters occupied several street intersections in Paris Sunday. Still, their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on this, the fifth straight weekend of demonstrations. 8 people have died in incidents tied to the movement, mostly from traffic accidents on roads blocked by the protesters. The UN representative for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, is calling for the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi militia group to respect the ceasefire that was agreed to Thursday after a week of negotiations outside the Swedish capital Stockholm. A Houthi spokesman in Sana'a, however, says the ceasefire was not due to officially go into effect until Tuesday. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Deputy Minister for Human Rights in the internationally recognized government, Nabil Abdel Hafid, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV Sunday the Houthis were stepping up their shelling of regions south of Hodeidah, and the militia had not stopped attacking private property or looting facilities around the port for the past 3 days. He said the government of President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi will respond if the Houthis fail to observe the ceasefire.
The Senate's top Democrat says he believes Republicans may be backing away from a government shutdown over President Trump's demand for $5 billion in funding for a border wall. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I am getting little glimmers from my Republican colleagues and even from the White House that maybe they realize shutting down is a bad idea.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's view is not backed by White House advisor Stephen Miller, who tells CBS's Face the Nation President Trump would absolutely shut down the government.
At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country, whether or not we can establish and enforce rules for entrance into our country.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says there is a compromise to be had, including a bill introduced earlier this year that she helped write.
It provided $2.5 billion this year and over the next 10 years to fully fund the Border Security Initiative.
Collins appeared on ABC's This Week.
The U.S. Education Department has said it will forgive $150 million in federal student loans. The program was set up under then-President Barack Obama. The Trump administration tried and failed to block it. The department has begun notifying 15,000 students that their loans will automatically be canceled because they attended colleges that closed while they were still in school or shortly after they finished. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.